Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 10th of July. The minutes of the last US Federal Reserve policy meeting were a masterclass in fence-sitting. Some of the Fed are concerned that US President Trump's tariff inflation may persist. Some see it as a one-off effect. Some at the Fed are worried about the state of the labour market. The net effect is to wait and see on policy. The direct effect of Trump's trade taxes on inflation is not hard to calculate, although how long it takes to filter through depends on the level of inventory in the supply chain, and the timing could go a couple of months either way. Of course, there is currently uncertainty about the level of trade taxes that are to be applied, and that uncertainty is a problem for the Fed. But the real problem is the second round effects, how US manufacturers respond, the extent to which there is profit-led inflation from retailers, and to a lesser extent, how consumer inflation expectations react, and whether there are supply chain disruptions. On top of all of this must be layered the growth slowdown that these policies will engineer. Masterful inactivity is possibly the only option the Fed has on policy right now. Trump's latest US consumer taxes are important. Most of the announcements yesterday are just gestures, dramatic numbers announced on countries that don't export very much to the United States. These are presumably to play to the political gallery, trying to appear tough against foreigners as scapegoats without having much economic impact. However, the proposed 50% tax on US consumers of Brazilian products might do more visible harm because Brazil does export to the United States. While these taxes do not hit until the 1st of August, as always, assuming no retreat by Trump, food obviously does not have the potential for long inventory storage that electronics or clothing does. As a result, these taxes will pass through to consumers more quickly, and they will be more noticeable to consumers because they constitute high-frequency purchases. That visibility does political damage more than it does economic damage, but it does also have an economic effect, particularly via sentiment. On the data calendar, Europe has some final June German consumer price inflation figures. These are one of the very few German numbers that are almost never revised, and so do not evince that much excitement from investors, ever. Some smaller provinces of the Euro Empire are also releasing their inflation data, but the broader disinflation narrative seems reasonably well established. There are a handful of ECB speakers to add to the noise, but none of this is especially market moving. The US weekly jobless initial claims and the partner continuing claims data are due, and these are of some note to markets. This data is, strictly speaking, accurate in the sense that it accurately records the claims for unemployment benefit. That is not, however, the same thing as measuring unemployment, or indeed measuring employment in the economy, because not everybody who is unemployed can claim for benefit. Nonetheless, these numbers are not affected by the problems of poor survey response rates that make the reliability of the official employment report so suspect these days. The continuing claims number has been moving up, and that certainly fits with the narrative of firms being more reluctant to hire new workers. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.